Chantelyn Huynh is a Hollywood beauty and wellness insider, and she's also a beauty counter consultant promoting safer skincare and cosmetic products. Chantelyn came to America as a Vietnamese refugee back in the 70s, one of thousands of boat people, as she puts it. Ask her about her harrowing journey and you'll see why she is so passionate about everything. Chantelyn also is known in the industry as an eco-conscious celebrity nail stylist. In our interview, we discuss Chantelyn's business tactics, such as self-awareness, time and energy management, and how she's even able to network with the likes of Beyonce, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, and even President Bill Clinton. I'm Stephen Chan with the Imagine Talks podcast, and here's our episode with Chantelyn Huynh. Welcome to the Imagine Talks podcast. My name is Stephen Chan. I'm one of your co-hosts for today. Our podcast is all about achieving success, social impact, and overcoming obstacles. Today I have Chantelyn Huynh, who is a health and holistic wellness lifestyle influencer, and she's nail stylist to the stars in Hollywood. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephen.
It was so exciting to hear your stories at Imagine Talks. And, you know, you've done fashion for Beyonce, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, and even President Bill Clinton, right? And I'm just so curious, how did you position yourself to get such clients?
You know, I started out, you know, with my mom. You know, she had a nail salon. Then I kind of wanted to do business on my own, so I went and worked in a corporate world. Oh. And meanwhile, I was moonlighting, doing nails on the side. And then my company that I was working with in the office, they had their own commercial division, and they were making a commercial. So my first commercial working as a nail stylist was for a 1-800-DENTIST commercial. And then it's a small world, so one producer passed my name to another, and I started doing a ton of commercials. So anything you see on screen, TV, whatever, that you see the nails, there's someone dressing them, cleaning them up. So that's how it got started for me. And I just got lucky. I worked in Jose Bear in Beverly Hills back in the day. I worked at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey. I met Michael Jordan there, and Ahmad Rashad gave them manicures. And then I went to the Peninsula Hotel, and I met a bunch of, you know, people there, because we were always busy around the award season, like Academy Awards, Golden Globes, and all these stars came in and they need their nails done. So I was able to work these, we call them beauty suites. And that's how it all started.
Did you imagine that this was where you'd be when you first started out?
No clue at all. I thought it was going to be a side hustle, because I was going to do that corporate ladder, you know, and be successful executive. Like, my dreams back then was to be CEO of a company. Uh-huh. Like, that was where I was going for the corporate ladder. I love that idea of being a strong, powerful woman. And then I was doing the side hustle, and then eventually I gave up my corporate ideas because I wanted to start a family. And I knew that the nail business would give me the flexibility, because I want to work around my child's schedule, because I want to experience him growing up. Yeah. And not miss anything.
That's so wonderful that you've gotten that flexibility and adaptability crafting your career and your life. You also talked about sort of how important it is to be, what is it, the quote was, you said, the more accessible and flexible you are, you'll be successful in any industry.
Yeah.
So, tell me about that. What does flexibility mean to you?
Flexibility meaning being able to be very present. Actually, it's all about being present. When you're present, then you take a look at what is in front of you, and you ask yourself, what are the choices? What are the options? What can I do? What, you know, what is it is being asked of me? Mm-hmm. And then you start to ask yourself, well, how would I be able to fulfill those needs? So, you know, if you're being present, then you understand what your client needs are. Some of us go into business and we have these ideas, and sometimes we talk to our clients and it's almost like lecturing them about you. But maybe you should stop and listen to what it is that they need, you know, because you want to fulfill that. So being present is really important. Then you can be flexible, because maybe you had started out wanting to tell them about this part of your business, and all of a sudden you found out they needed something else. And if you don't listen and be flexible and adaptable, you won't be able to fulfill that need. You won't be able to have that client.
That makes total sense. Yeah. I imagine that people also feel heard as, yes, customers,
as and also in relationships too.
Absolutely. Right. Relationship is the biggest thing to me. I love because business is all about relationships. You know, like I said, people buy from you because they like you. You know, you're not the only one who's selling me lighting fixtures, you know, but I'm like, oh, Steven, he's so sweet and he provides good suit and he knows what he's doing. I want to get him to do it, you know? So that's the idea. And I think relationship with yourself is so important. Mm-hmm. If you are being authentic and you're doing things with integrity and honesty and you truly want to be of service, it will come through and people will feel that and people want to be around that.
You know, one of the quotes that you've had, you know, reflects this. You said you need to be present, you need to hone your craft, you need to own it. But what have you encountered people in your industry who don't do this? And what ends up happening to people who aren't present?
Well, it eventually shows up and it gets sloppy. And, you know, maybe they do get a break because, like I said, in Hollywood, you know, you don't know what the directors are looking for. When you go out on audition, you know, you could be the best actor. You could have, you know, your most handsome actor, whatever. But maybe that's not what they're looking for. So you don't know. So when you are more authentic, and then when they chose you, then it's a right match. And then you will continue to do so. So if you are not being authentic and you're not putting your best foot forward, it will show. Eventually it will show. And, you know, because behavior don't lie.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned too, like, one of your strategies for being present is to be available.
Yes.
But you also maximize your time. And one of the stories that you shared was actually being at the event and you've brought your laptop to it. And I'm just wondering if there's other ways that you make the most out of your time, especially in the Hollywood business.
Absolutely. The Hollywood business, everyone in the business knows it's all about, you know, hurry up and wait, right? Mm-hmm. You're given a call time. They say your call time is 7 a.m. Well, they may not call you until way after lunch. And so what are you going to do with that time? And a lot of us nowadays, we don't do just one thing. So, you know, you could be an actor, but you have a side business. So bring your laptop, work on your business. So I'm constantly working on the things that I'm excited about. Yeah. And I bring a book that I want to read, or I'll organize my laptop, you know, or fix my browser, whatever. You know, I think it's good for you to always be prepared and, you know, maximize your time. I always find it such a blessing that I'm getting paid and I'm taking care of business one way or another.
Yeah.
And as long as you're continually being present and being intentional and know that you want to maximize your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you also have talked about how important it is to enjoy what you're doing and you know, making sure every single day you have fun. So how do you yourself, Shanklin, how do you yourself have fun?
Oh my gosh. I have fun at I'm having fun right now, you know, because if it's not fun, no one wants to do it. And so the best part is to make everything I do fun. You know, I love to sing and dance. I like to exercise. I like to hike. I have so many interests. So every single day, whatever it is that I'm doing on my schedule, I always look in that moment or in that day, oh, what's going on that I could maybe squeeze a 5-minute walk as I'm by the ocean? Or, you know, oh gosh, it's Wednesday and there's a farmer's market. So in my lunch break, I'm going to run over there and grab some fresh eggs and flowers or whatever. You know, so I think it's really important to set yourself up for success. So you ask yourself, what is in front of you to do? Let's say, you know, the night before you look at your schedule and you say, oh, tomorrow, this and that. In between those things, you're asking yourself, well, where am I at? What part of town? What can I maximize and optimize? I live by the beach. I don't go into the city very often, but if I'm already in the city, I'm like, oh, I'm in the city. So maybe I go visit this friend, yeah, or I'll grab sandwich from this famous, you know, pastrami sandwich shop that I haven't gone to because it's on the other side of town. Yeah. So I think if, as long as you're intentional and you ask yourself, well, what would be fun to do?
Yeah.
and my, you know, I wrote a chapter in a compilation book and my chapter is what makes your heart sing. So that's my philosophy of life. And sometimes there are things we have to do that doesn't seem like a lot of fun. I ask myself, I challenge myself how to make it fun. You know, nobody likes to exercise per se, but, you know, maybe I don't like to exercise. Personally, I like going to the gym, but, you know, I have little ankle weights. I walk around and I go to the beach, you know, or I play tennis. And to me, tennis is a sport. It's fun, but I'm getting great exercise. It's like byproduct of me having fun. I'm getting a good exercise in.
That's phenomenal. And, you know, it's interesting because you're not just maximizing your productivity mm-hmm. and these moments, but you're also maximizing your fun, like optimizing, oh, okay, where can I have fun? Or how can I put in some fun moments
yes.
if I happen to be at a particular place or time?
Yes.
So that's quite commendable. And that's such an important part of self-care, I think, too.
Yes. Self-care is, I'm a big advocate for self-love and self-care. And it's not just taking a bath. It's yes. not just getting a massage. It's everything. Because I believe that, you know, the happiest people may not have the best of everything, but they make the best of everything that they do have. And that's the philosophy. Like, don't leave money on the table. Take a look at your life and say, what part is working? And be grateful. The gratitude is so important to me. Every single day, I wake up feeling so grateful that I'm alive. So that already I win. So yeah. how do I set myself up for winning, you know, for success? I'm already winning. And then, you know, knowing I have my wonderful son. Like me coming to, you know, Imagine Talks today, I decided to make a road trip out of it. And my son said, I will come with you. And so instead of flying, we drove for 6 hours. Well, guess what? Wow. He talks to me. And I'm telling you, and this time he talked to me right at the beginning of the trip. So I'm sitting there feeling blessed, feeling like, oh my God, mission accomplished. I get to have this special one-on-one time with him. And he's speaking, you know, teenage boys, they don't really talk to you so often. But all of a sudden, he got into a topic about how he overcome his challenges. And he was sharing with me what his goals are. And I'm just like, and I'm telling myself, be quiet, just listen. You know, don't talk, don't interrupt him. He's in flow. And I'm just like, I'm just soaking it in. I'm so excited.
That is incredible. You're maximizing your moment with your family too.
Yes.
That's often not the case, especially with a lot of our folks who are just kind of glued to their smartphones and such. So that's
yeah.
a great technique. Six-hour trips sounds like the way to go.
Yes, it is, right? I mean, I didn't say he talked to me 6 hours because he did not. He did tune me out after like the second hour and he's on his device. You know, he is a typical teenager.
Yeah. Good to know he's still there. Well, you know, I think we want to end on some action items for folks who are listening. You know, you have courses and workshops coming out. Business Done Better. Did I get that right?
Yes, okay. businessdonebetter.org. And it is an organization that is going to be relaunching September 1st. And we're all about helping people to do better business. It's kind of like this philosophy of if you know better, you would do better.
Yeah.
So if there were ways for us to help you grow your business, maybe you need a new website. Maybe you need a social media manager. Whatever your needs are, we're here to vet those professionals for you and help you. Mm-hmm. And then every month we give workshops because, you know, business is like life. You have to pay attention to everything. Mindset is important. There's 3 months out of the year we talk about health. Because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Your business will tank. If your employees are not healthy, there's no productivity. So we want to make sure to address everything. And the self-care and the self-love, you know. And then, you know, we talk about, you know, how to perfect your offer, you know, crafting a perfect offer. How do you get an easy yes from your customers? Like those kind of things, like very doable things that maybe business owner forgotten or didn't realize they need to have because they're so about, oh, I got to get my expenses, you know, I got to make sure that I get paid. But then there's so many businesses philosophy that you cannot forget if you want to be successful.
It's kind of like an MBA in a box or in a one-stop MBA.
It is a one-stop shop for if you were thinking about having a business or even if you've been in business for a while and you need to spruce up because you're like, hey, I've been in business for 30 years. What is this with this new internet thing, you know? And you might want some help and that's okay. And that's part of a very important life skill is to know to ask for help.
Absolutely. Wise words. Chantalyn, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. And it is incredible to hear what you've done And so thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I am grateful to be here.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode with Chantelle Nguyen. To learn more about Imagine Talks, go to www.imaginetalks.org. Edge Interns and Mental Power Hacks supports this podcast. Edge Interns sources the best interns to the best companies. Learn more at EDGE, that's edgeinterns.com. Mental Power Hacks is where you'll get life hacks to boost your mental performance, productivity, and success. Connect with us at mentalpowerhacks.com. Subscribe to us and get the latest episodes of the Imagine Talks podcast, Achieving Success, Social Impact, and Overcoming Obstacles.